While going through this coronavirus craziness, I was reminded of a conversation that I had with a client of mine who owned a publicly traded company called Tanger Outlets. His name was Steve Tanger. Well, his name is still Steve Tanger. And I remember Steve talking about how in times of economic crisis, when there was a recession, he said, that's when we make the most money. That's the when we invest the most. So he didn't make the most money, but he invested the most. And when things are going well, they're more conservative. And it brought this idea out. What do successful companies and what do successful people do during a crisis? And then on the other hand, what do unsuccessful people do? What do people do who fall on their face, who go down in flames? What's up, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm health expert Ted Rice, and what Legendary Life is all about, in case this is your first time listening, we're all about breaking down science-based information on fat loss, how to prevent disease and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. But on Real Talk Fridays, you and I, we have a conversation with each other. We talk about real life. We talk about what's going on. We talk about how we can strategize to level up, even when the playing field is rough out there like it is right now. So if that's something you're interested in, click subscribe. So back to this conversation that I had with Steve. It also reminded me of a Warren Buffett quote. Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy only when others are fearful. And maybe you don't like that word greed. I know I don't. I don't ever want to think of myself as greedy, actually. That's not a value I have. That's not something I want to be known as. And I don't know the context of what Warren said that in or what context he said that in. But I'll tell you this. I know a lot of people right now who are contracting. They're shying away from responsibilities, from even more importantly, opportunities. And then there's people on the other hand that I know, even people who are running companies who are having to fire people, but lay people off. There are people who are stepping up and investing in themselves, using this as an opportunity. And I want to ask you right now, which one are you? What are you doing? Are you contracting in fear, staying inside, eating more, binge watching Netflix, Hulu, all the various and totally amazing and entertaining streaming services, Disney Plus? I've been doing that personally, rewatching some of those Marvel superhero movies. And I want to ask you, what results are you getting right now? And are you happy with those results? Are you happy with where your career or business is and how you're stepping up for it? Are you happy with your relationships with your spouse, with your wife, with your husband, with your children? You might be trapped there together. Are you happy with the situation and with your health? Are you happy with where your health is right now? And before we go on, I've got to give a shout out, an honorable mention to my incredible coaching clients, because these are people who, some of them joined coaching in the middle of the coronavirus craziness, and some of them got hit while, they joined a month and then got hit with the coronavirus while they were going through the coaching with me. So I want to share some stories about them, and I'm going to share a little bit about what I'm going through. But first, I got to give a shout out to these incredible people. So my client Wayne started at 215. And in just 6 weeks, he's down to 201. His lowest weight ever. I think it's his lowest weight in his life. And we're going to break that 200 mark, Wayne. And we're going to get you down below that because Wayne said, you know, every time I get to that 200, I start like getting back. And I was like, and this is what I'm about in my coaching group. I want to create a breakthrough experience for people, one that they can't go back from. One, they'll look in the mirror and then they'll go, oh, I have to look like this from now on. There's no way I'm going back to that version of myself. And so I just want to give you a shout out, Wayne. Just incredible what you've been able to accomplish. And it wasn't easy. It took coaching to have that breakthrough. It took coaching, believe it or not, in a coaching group. And Wayne's a smart guy running several businesses or has several business interests. So he's got a lot going on, even though he's, in his words, well-diversified. Next shout out, Jeff. Jeff started at 196 in January, and he just hit 167, his lowest weight. I want to say ever, but I haven't known Jeff that long. I mean, he may have weighed that in his, college days or high school days, but he went from 196 to 167. How incredible is that? That's 30 pounds, 29 pounds. Incredible, Jeff. And he did that before the coronavirus. He just had gotten stepped up to a new position in his firm. It's not a law firm. Jeff, I still don't understand what you do exactly or what the firm does. He went through, he still lost that going through a training. And even when the coronavirus craziness hit and he had to go and step up for his business even more, like so many people are doing, still was able to get this going, make that happen. And then I want to share my client, Nate. So weight loss isn't always a straight line. Nate started off doing well and then fell off track, but man, he signed up to another 3 months of my group coaching and he is finally killing it. And the lesson there is sometimes it takes months for people to have that breakthrough. Sometimes it happens right away. Now Nate's 29 and working in an accountant firm. So it took him 3 months to really get serious. And he surprised me. Nate, you are an incredible person. And my client, Ashley, get this, joined during the coronavirus, when the coronavirus hit. And she had been going up and down and up and down in weight, and boom, she hit an all-time low. So proud of you, Ashley, for sticking in there and making it happen. And my client, Jackie, who's an executive in healthcare, she actually got a job in Arizona, traveled from where she was living before to Arizona, just started that. She's lost 30 pounds in 10 weeks. 30 pounds in 10 weeks. Jackie, I know it's been an up and down ride, but you know, you've done so incredibly well. And I know I can be a bit tough, but you've done incredibly well and so proud of you. And I needed to give you a mention on the podcast. And my client, Rick Day. Rick is running multiple businesses, some of which are shut down, and he's having to get these loans and all these other things. And you know, I'm not a business guy, right? I know you probably think, why are you pitching? You pitch your coaching all the time. You are all about the business. No, I'm not particularly good at it. In fact, I'll tell you what I've been doing to step up during this time. But my client, Rick, he's running multiple businesses, just hit his lowest weight ever. And Rick signed up with me again, even during the coronavirus craziness. These people didn't set self-care aside. Now, I'm not saying you've got to join a coaching program, mine or someone else's, but these are people who stepped up for themselves, showed up for themselves in spite of the crisis. What is the first thing to go, right? When we're talking about what successful people do versus unsuccessful, have you seen the stats? What are the sales? In terms of sales, what is being sold right now? What is up? Alcohol, porn, In fact, there was someone was telling me something about porn in India and how like it started slowing the internet or something like that. I don't really remember the story, but people are watching porn like crazy. People are drinking alcohol like crazy. People are smoking marijuana like crazy. If you happen to live in a place where it's legal, they're still smoking it, even if there's not, but there's just not good data on it. People are streaming that. My friend Sterling, who you're going to hear on Monday, by the way, amazing guy, keynote speaker, speaks all around the world on transformational leadership and business. He was telling me that Netflix had to reduce the quality of their streaming because it was slowing down the internet. I'm going to say that again. It was slowing down the internet. It wasn't slowing down the United States internet. It was slowing down like the world internet, right? That's what people are doing. And I want to tell you this, a little bit of that stuff is not a big deal, but I want you to think right now, where's your balance? Are you putting on weight because of all the food you're eating? Are you, and also the sedentary life that we're kind of stuck in right now? You can't go to the gym and you're using that as an excuse. I don't have a gym either. I'm in better shape, by the way. What I'm trying to tell you here, there are things that people do. There are successful people in this world and there are unsuccessful people. And the narrative that we have, that most people have, oh, that person was born in the right way with the right genes and they, you know, to the right family, in the right place, at the right time. But the reality is that's not, that may be true sometimes, it may not be true. But what successful people do is they do different things. And this has become a conversation I've had with so many of my clients because they're like, oh, Ted, I'm not getting results. Because sometimes people really click and they get results right away. And then sometimes it takes quite a bit of coaching on my part. And then I say, okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about, okay, so I'm in shape right now. I've gotten in better shape since this whole coronavirus thing happened. And that's part of me showing up for myself and also showing up for my business, showing that what I do works. And then someone might be having trouble. And I say, okay, so let's look at what I'm doing versus you, what you're doing. I'm hitting my calorie target. I'm hitting my protein target. I'm working out 4 to 5 days a week. I'm getting in 10 to 12,000 steps per day. What are you doing? Are you hitting your calorie target? No. How close are you to your protein target? Well, I'm doing about half or maybe, you know, I'm probably 20, 30 grams away, 40 grams away sometimes. Ah, so no. How many workouts did you hit? Oh, I did a couple, but I don't like working out at home. I like the gym better. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about steps? I'm not moving that much. I sit and that's mostly what I do. So I'm only getting like 3,000 or 2,000 steps per day. I had one client who's getting like 800 steps as an average, weekly average. And I'm like, look, there is only one difference here between successful people and unsuccessful people. It's not the story. We like to figure, oh, well, I was abused as a child and my mother didn't, you know, buy me the dress I wanted. My dad didn't get me the car I wanted for graduation. Doesn't matter what your story is. The real truth about success is this. People who earn the success do the steps. They do the work. And the people who don't, either one, don't know what to do, or two, they don't do it. Or three, some combination of both. And that's it. So are you doing the work right now? Maybe for your career, you're like, oh, my career, it's on hold or I'm on. Okay, what can you do? How can you level up so that once this ends, you're going to be a person that other people want to hire? Because guess what? Let's say you lost your job and you're getting fat and you're getting sad and this ends. And then you're going back out there, going on interviews, showing your overweight, sad self showing up. Who wants to hire that person? Unless it's for an unskilled job where they don't have to worry about whether you're able to use your brain or step up. Now, I don't know how many people are like that who listen to this show. I probably chased most of those people away. But if you're in that situation, think about that. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. I'll tell you right now, as a business owner and a small business at that, I'm super selective about who we hire. I have no interest in your problem. I don't want to say that. I care about people. I do. But if someone cares more about their attachment to their story and why they can't do things, then stepping up above their story, rising above their narrative, and achieving what we need to achieve, I don't have any time for that. And it's something that shifted as I started to have more of a business in hiring people. We're going to grow. I mean, this whole coronavirus thing, I'll be honest, it's the best thing that's ever happened in my business, honestly. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. I know I've shared a little bit about it, but what I'm trying to say is this: you're going to get back out into the market. You're going to go back to your work. Who are you going to show up as? Are you going to show up as the leader? Because that's who this podcast is for. You don't have to be an CEO or entrepreneur or high-level executive, an attorney, an accountant, an engineer. But this show is about stepping up. And so few of us do. So few of us step up in the way that we, and this is not my standard. What I'm saying is we don't step up for ourselves. We don't step up for ourselves to a standard that makes us proud. And that's the real problem. Because if you showed up a little overweight with a big smile on your face saying, hey, I'm back, I'm ready to get back to it. It was a little crazy, but I'm back to it. Let's get back to it. Wouldn't be so bad. But if you're getting your ass kicked right now because of what's going on, and what I mean is not your ass, really your emotions. That's really what I mean by your ass. It's getting your emotions kicked. I mean, listen, I'm having a hard time too every once in a while. I was crying last night. I was thinking about, I've mentioned a few times that Giselle and I are separated right now. I was thinking about our relationship and I was crying. And then I processed the emotions and watched some TV and went to bed early, woke up, meditated, worked out, had a bunch of Colombian coffee and got to work. Because again, I want to return to this idea that the magic that you're looking for is in the work that you're avoiding. I see it so many times in my business in particular. Can you just give me a quick tip so I can just magically get in shape after you share that quick tip? Is there some secret technique, nutrition-wise? Can I just do intermittent fasting? Do I just need to cut carbs? Do I just need to do fasted cardio? Can you just tell me the quick tip? Can I just buy like a $97, program or $379 program or $597 program and have that fix all my problems? Boy, the first coaching group I ran, I sold a 3-month membership to it for, I think it was $500, $497, I think. And now it's more than that. And we get way better results and we get way better clients who step up and do the work as a result. Because when we don't invest in ourselves, or when we're cheap, like, oh yeah, cheap, yeah, cheap. Hey, listen, for commodities, be cheap. If you're going to buy, I don't know, what's the commodity? There's no point in like, if you're going to buy the same car from one place versus another place and someone gives you a better deal on the same car, go buy from the less expensive place. But when you start to be cheap on your self-investment, on the investment in yourself, that's where the problem is. So here's what I want you to take away from this today. I want you to think about where you're at right now. I want you to think about where you're at emotionally. I want you to think about where you are physically. I want you to think about what you're doing financially. How are you stepping up? And by what I mean by financially isn't, well, I'm going to cancel my $11 a month Netflix special. That's the loser mentality. You don't cut back on a couple dollars here and there. You go try to create something that'll make you a lot more money. And that's how I've lived my life. I never cut back on things. I mean, actually, when I was buying all that designer stuff, designer clothes, and setting up my apartment in Miami Beach a few years back, probably should have been, because that was an investment. It didn't do anything for my life. It was just a way to think I was making myself a better person, but I really wasn't. I wasn't investing in myself. Now I'm a person who's traveled the world. Now I'm a person who I'm friends with all these successful business owners. All my clients are amazing. I had some real douchebags in Miami in my earlier career, not towards the end of what, you know, those people were actually quite nice. But you know, I worked with some real douchebags in Miami. Now I have the life that I want because I stepped up and did it, because I stepped up and did the work. Can I tell you a secret? I hated business for the longest time. I'm like, why don't people just recognize my greatness and just hire me? Why can't they just see that I'm great and then just hire me? Why do I have to learn marketing and business and sales and have a, you know, why do I have to learn all this stuff? It's stupid. Why don't people just hire me and realize my greatness? That's the way I thought. But the truth is, it all comes back to the work. The magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. So where do you need to do work on yourself? Because this is a perfect opportunity. In fact, this is such an amazing opportunity. It's like, oh, I don't have a job. Awesome. That means you got a lot of time on your hands. What are you doing with it? Now, for those of you who are being overworked, right? Not setting appropriate boundaries. In other words, I'm being asked to work all the time. And then I have my kids and then I'm working from home and then my kids come and then my boss calls. And set boundaries, set your boss straight, set your kids straight, or go out in the backyard and play tag with them and then do your self-care and your parenting all at the same time. All I want you to do is to step up and be more successful. And I don't mean financially, although that's an important part. I mean, I want you to have a better experience of life. But here's the thing. I want it for you, but you have to want it more. And ultimately, I can only get on this podcast and talk and hope that my words get through to you and that you, and it spurs you into action. But you have to do the work. So I'm going to wrap things up now. I hope this helps you. I hope this helps you shift your perspective a bit. And the last thing I would say is, if you do need help with your health, with that situation, we're running a 7-day, we're going to lower it to a 5-day challenge. We're running a 5-day challenge. And it's about 7 days long with the prep and the after and all that stuff. But it's about a 5-day challenge. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. If you need something right now to help you stay on track, get focused on your health, to maybe lose a pound or two in 5 days, yes, that's possible when you do the right things. it's not really your metabolism or any of that other BS that's holding you back, then go sign up for the challenge. We're going to open it. We're going to run it again starting tomorrow. LegendaryLifePodcast.com/challenge. You better sign up right away. If you want in, we're oversubscribed the first round and got some great results for people. And we're only halfway done as I'm recording this. But that's my way of giving back to you and to support people. And for those of you who have been on the fence about working with me, now you get to experience my coaching in a 5-day experience. Well, a taste of my coaching. It's the group coaching, but my group is way more high performance and intense than that. Because I set you up. You have one-on-one calls with me, even in the group coaching. I set people up with one-on-one calls. Anyway, I'm rambling now. But if you want some help with your health, LegendaryLifePodcast.com/challenge. Starts tomorrow, so better sign up today. And that's all I've got for you. Again, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. What can you do? What are you avoiding right now? Step up and go do it. At the end of this crisis, and this crisis will be over, you will be so much better for it. That's what I want for you, but you need to want it for yourself. And you are worth it. Love you. Talk to you on Monday.